Let's continue now with some additional applications that we can use in real life. And again, different ideas that you can draw from when you apply these techniques in your specific situations. First one I want to talk about is foreign languages. Now, foreign languages is basically taking an abstract word and a definition and putting them together. And they are very, very simple. And the technology that we use for foreign languages is the same, whether it be for medical terms or anything, where you have an abstract word that you don't understand and a definition of what exactly it is. You put both together using pictures and action. Now watch what you do. Let's take the word pelo, which in Spanish means hair. Well, pelo needs to be converted into a picture. So repeat after me. Pelo. 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 What does pelo sound like? Pelo. 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 Maybe a picture of a halo. That gives you a sound like picture word. So picture in your mind a halo. And what's all over the halo? Hair. Exactly right. See the picture vividly in your mind's eye. It's done. It's absolutely done. Now, if you're taking a Spanish class and it was a test, you'd either be asked one of two questions. Number one, what does hair mean in Spanish? How do you say hair in Spanish? And when you say that, when you ask that question, what pops into your mind? Hair, and guess what it's all over? Halo. You know it's pelo. The other question you get is, what is the definition of pelo? What does pelo mean? When you get that question, what pops into your mind's eye? A picture of a halo, and guess what's all over it? Hair. You know it's hair. They work back and forth automatically. It happens that quickly. Let's take another word. Let's take a more difficult one. It's a Portuguese word called amejuiz. Now, amejuiz means clam in Portuguese. Well, amejuiz, if I say turn it into a picture, what's the first thing we do? Break it down by syllable. A, mez, you, is. Let's say these out loud. Amez. A, amez. Amez. You, you. Is, is. And we know it means clam. Watch what we do. I want everyone right now listening to this tape to close your eyes. I want you to visualize in your mind's eye that you are standing on a beach. And the waves are coming in and the water is rolling up to your feet. And you look out into the water and you see, walking out of the water is this big, giant clam. He's got legs, he's got arms, he's got eyes. And this clam is full and covered with dirt and muck and goo and barnacles and seaweed and ugh. And I want you to point to it in your mind's eye and repeat out loud after me, what a mess you is. Say that out loud. What a mess you is. A mess you is. Now repeat. A mess you is. A mess you is. A mess you is. A mess you is. If you see that vividly in your mind, guess what, folks? You'll always remember a mess you is means clam in Portuguese. It took less than 30 seconds to commit it to memory. We engaged our memory. We turned abstracts into pictures. We got our imaginations involved. Vivid pictures, action, gives us recall. We can learn foreign languages, medical terms, abstract data, anything whatsoever, using the exact same technology. If you remember in a previous lesson, we always break the abstracts down by syllable, say each syllable out loud several times, and come up with sound-alike pictures, or pictures that are representative or symbolic of the syllable and or the whole word. We try to stay away from anything regarding association. Again, remember the definition for association. Taking something you know, something you don't know, and putting both together logically. What we're doing is not association because we're making pictures. And we're taking a vivid, crystal clear picture of something, a vivid, crystal clear picture of something else, and putting both pictures together illogically, in a ludicrous, nonsensical way, using action, action, and more action. The more movement, the better. You need movement and action in your mind. Let me talk about another great application. Multiplication tables. I remember when I was in school, I used flashcards to help me remember and learn the multiplication tables. Not too long ago, I was outside a school in Connecticut, and I walked into the school. I asked a student what 7 times 7 was. He opened up his desk, popped out a calculator, looked at me and said, 49. I said, did you sneak that calculator into class? He said, no, it's required in math. I said, required in math class? He said, well, how else you supposed to add stuff? I thought, I was considering the addition method, but it's amazing. We don't utilize our minds anymore. We can't even add in our head. Without the use of a calculator, many of us can't balance a checkbook. And it's scary to me, absolutely scary. But learning multiplication tables, I am told by educators, is one of the most difficult and traumatic experiences for young kids because it's total memorization. And the only way kids learn it is by rote, repeat, repeat, repeat. And it really sets up a stigma if they can't remember, and it makes it difficult. And the word memorize, that one of the scariest things, oh no, I got to remember vocabulary. Oh no, I got to memorize these Spanish words. Oh no, I got to memorize the spelling list. On and on. So if there were an easy way to learn the multiplication tables, it would be absolutely tremendous for children. And here's what I want you to do. Imagine right now that you are a child, and I'm going to talk to you just for a second as if you were a child. Picture in your mind right now, you are standing outside your house, right next to your father's brand new car. I want you to pick up a stool and smash it over the hood of your father's car. Just smash it. Smash it again. Smash it again. Have fun. Smash it again. All of a sudden, you know, your father hears this and he comes out the front door and looks at you. He thinks you're crazy. And he is mad. And he's holding in his hand a big basket of eggs. And he begins to throw eggs at you. And you go, no, Dad, don't hit me. No, Dad. All of a sudden, boom. An egg hits you in the back. Goo all over. No, Dad, don't hit me. Boom. Another egg hits you in the back of the head. Oh, egg everywhere. Ooh. Your dad's pummeling you with eggs. Well, guess what you just committed to memory? 4 times 3 equals 12. What number on the tree list is car? 4. What number is stool? 3. What number is eggs? 12. 4 times 3 is 12. We did that in 30 seconds. I wish I was teaching school. As a matter of fact, we took an actual study where we took a classroom, learning the times tables. Half of them went with the professional teacher. Half of them went with Kevin Trudeau, the crazy man. And our group was having fun and yelling out loud. And I said, give me a picture, give me a picture, give me action. What would you guys be doing? And people are yelling and screaming and having all types of fun. Our classroom, they were having a ball. Their imaginations were going wild. They were coming up with pictures. They were laughing. And guess what? They learned the times tables in an afternoon. It was the most exciting, fun thing. The other classroom, they could not remember the times tables. It was one of the most dramatic showings that the technology works. The students loved the learning process. They enjoyed being in school. They enjoyed learning the math multiplication tables. They enjoyed excelling. You see, we all love to do what we do well. And if a child can do well, they'll love to go to school. If they do well playing basketball, they'll like to play basketball. If they do well remembering things for tests, then they'll love remembering things for tests. States and capitals, it's the same. You take each state, each capital, turn it into a picture, put both pictures together using action, and it's committed to memory. Same thing with the presidents. You take the name, turn it into a picture, and put the pictures together using action, and you have the presidents committed to memory. Anything whatsoever. Spelling. Let's talk about spelling, because spelling is really just purely memory. And so many kids and adults come to me and say, I'm terrible with spelling. I'm terrible with spelling. And the answer is, if you can't spell a word and you learn how it's spelled correctly using a memory technique, you should remember that forever. And that's true. Now, let me just back up one moment and say this. The reason most people can't spell is because we weren't taught phonics. And that's a whole nother subject, but phonics, understanding phonetics, is the major reason why people can spell or cannot spell. If we learn phonics, we can read anything and we can spell anything. But let's assume that most people listening to this have a general grasp of phonics, but perhaps there are just some words that you have a hard time spelling. Or maybe you have a son or a daughter that's going through this program with you and they want to be able to learn spelling. Usually when you have a word, it's only a letter or two that's really confusing to you. So what I want to do now is take a word and show you how to commit the letters to memory. Let's take the word weight, which is spelled W-E-I-G-H-T, weight. Now, the rule says I before E, except after C. But weight is W-E-I-G-H-T. How do we remember that weight is E-I? Picture this in your mind. I want you to picture yourself looking at an elephant. And this elephant walks up to a scale and gets on the scale. He's weighing himself. He looks down and says, "Oh no, I'm so fat." And he's very depressed because he weighs so much. And imagine this elephant begins to cry ice cubes. He's crying, clink, 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 ice cubes. Well, it's done. Watch. The story that I just gave you, you remember the exact order and sequence of the events. For example, the elephant walked up to the scale, and after he saw that he weighed so much, he cried ice cubes. So in the sequence, elephant, which is E, came first, and then the ice cubes came second, which is I. E before I in weight. You simply turn the letter into a picture and build a ludicrous, nonsensical story. Again, the key is ludicrous, nonsensical using action. Make it fun. Use your imagination. It really is an exciting process. Now, when you are applying techniques, the one thing that you may need is additional peg lists. And there's two primary ways to expand the pegs that you have. The first peg list you have is your tree list. You also have your body list, and you have your house list. Your house list is probably the most powerful because you created that list. So you can expand your house list. And the way you can expand your house list is by adding more rooms or by adding more items to each room. If you add more items to each room, please make sure you add the same number of items in each room. For example, if you have 10 items in the first room, you want 10 items in every single room. You can also add more rooms. You can also pick out, rather than a house list, an office list. You can go to your office and make a whole list of pegs in and around your office or your school. Now, you can also create lists at any point in time. I call this a reach list. Imagine if you're sitting at your desk and you just look around your office. You can pick up and say, staple gun, that's your first peg. Plant, that's your second peg. Picture, that's your third peg. Could be blotter, that's your next peg. Map could be your next peg. You can pick out pegs virtually at any time and any place. Places to store information. When you pick pegs, real items are great. Things that you know, because you can see it vividly in your mind's eye. Now, a couple other things I want to talk about. On the reverse side of this tape, lesson 16, there is a mind-controlled relaxation session designed to help get your subconscious working with you to improve your recall and get you to the unconscious competent state. It's the level where you're applying the techniques virtually automatically. Now, that tape, lesson 16, I will recommend that you listen to once a day, and if possible, twice a day, once in the afternoon and once right before you go to sleep. Put the tape on. It will relax you. It will put the mind in what we call an alpha state, the left and the right brain hemispheres working synergistically together. So that tape is going to be an exciting aspect to the program because it will actually get you believing that you do have a great memory and believing that your memory is powerful and getting you to the unconscious competence level because it will be working with your conscious and subconscious mind by putting you in an alpha state. It's a wonderful, relaxing type tape, and again, recommend that you listen to it in the afternoon and or at night right before you go to sleep. You'll see tremendous results by the use of Lesson 16. Now, there is also a 21-day program when you get through with today's lesson that you may want to start on right away, tomorrow. I go over some exercises that you need to do every single day for the next 21 days. Why? Because if I can get you to do something, even just for 5 minutes, an exercise, a mental game, and actually take some action every day for the next 21 days, you start beginning to turn these techniques into habit. And again, get you to the unconscious competence level. So when you're through with this course today, begin immediately by listening to the Mind Control Relaxation Tape, Lesson 16, and also begin immediately taking advantage of the 21-day program. 5 minutes a day to a perfect memory. 5 minutes a day for a 2020 memory. Virtually 5 minutes a day for a million-dollar memory. It has the ability to put you in the unconscious competence level. Now, because of time restraints in this course, there are only so many things that I have the ability to share with you and teach you and help reduce from yourself. You see, this course is really designed to reduce information from you, reduce your own abilities, bring forth the power that you already have. I really want you to know that the results that I know you have already experienced and will experience throughout the rest of the 21-day program will really be amazing to you. But I want you to know that it shouldn't be amazing. You should know that you have this ability. You should know that your mind is wonderful, that the power that you possess and the abilities that you have just need to be released. I love getting letters from people telling me the results they've experienced. When I do live appearances on television and radio and in person, I love when people call in or come up to me and say, "I've got your course. Let me tell you what it's meant to me." And I virtually get hundreds of letters from people around the world telling me the results, giving me stories of how the course has helped them in their lives and what it's meant to them. And I want to ask you, as you go through this course and for the rest of the 21-day program, feel free to write me. Let me know what you liked about the program. Tell me how it's helped you. These techniques can make a difference in your life. I hope you've enjoyed this program as much as I've really enjoyed presenting it to you. Use the 21-day program for the next 3 weeks, each and every day for 5 minutes. Do the exercises. You'll begin getting to the unconscious competence level. Your mega memory will really begin to get released. Do the techniques. Apply the procedures. Go through the 21-day program. Release the mega memory that you already have. And I can end this session by saying, God bless you all, and may you never be the same.